that was, and that's something that is definitely more robust.
Yes.
Than, I mean, through this past year.
Yes.
Yeah, it has been a very concerted effort through administration and central office administration to get that done. So I can look at you in the eye now and say, yes, they do have them. But
it will continue.
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, they're doing it in eighth grade, and then they need to revisit them. But that is a four-year graduation plan. That's different from a PGP. That's a four-year graduation plan.
Any other questions?
I guess,
Dr. Valerie?
I just want to, when I look at the tax, I guess, what, because there's four tests.
There's four tests that a student must pass. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I look at the first grade, is that science? Is that reading? Is that, how many tests does the student have to pass?
We could get that information for you. We didn't drill down at that. We do have that on a separate, actually on a separate. A lot of the students only need one.
Math or science.
It's usually math or science, sir. But we can absolutely drill down on that for you.
We'll get a report on what tests students have to pass when it comes to tax, and also the credits, how many credits, and how much seat time they owe. Look at attendance, because if they pass tax, that means they show proficiency on a state assessment, but on their credit and attendance, they weren't there.
There you go.
So they weren't there, they didn't get the credit.
That's right.
So now, as Ms. Baskers, now there's that intervention.
Yes.
Talking to students and saying, hey, you're engaged, you're not graduating, but you didn't meet the requirement to get the credit, to seek time, to use it.
Right.
So, but I think why is the number of tests that a student may have to pass in July? It's just one in science and math, making sure that our going into summer school, mm-hmm. that we have the necessary resources.
Absolutely.
And our best teachers and families.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I apologize, I could have actually provided that information for you.
I
have that information. I just didn't include it in the
report.
The question I have is, I don't know if anybody's asked this question on the board yet, we've gone through this several years back, and actually the board instructed administration that at the beginning, not only the freshman year, but at the beginning of the senior year, and the parents had to sign off on what was needed for that year, for that individual, that student to graduate. Was that done this year?
At the first of the year?
No.
Yes. No, sir. Right. It is now in place.
When was it done?
It was not done the first of the year. Presently, we have on file.
Because in the past, we required the parents to come in and sign a letter telling them, this is what your child needs to graduate, and in other words, y'all better keep on track of him or her to make sure they do what they have to, or the student knows anyways.
Yeah, they
do. Yes, sir.
The student knows. But we'd bring in the parents, so they would come in, so they would know.
And that's the personal graduation plan, sir. And that's where we had to do some remediation and some catch-up. And that's what we were doing also this year at the high school. And that's what I've been doing with Mr. Okay.
And who in the high school administration was responsible for implementation to make sure that those were assigned by the parents?
The current PGPs, it would have been the counselors.
Okay. But I'm talking about at the beginning of the year, when the parents would come in, that we'd require each parent to come in and sign that letter telling them that. Who was responsible making sure the parents came in?
We didn't do that letter, and it was never assigned to an administrator.
Okay. The PGPs were part of the corrective action plan, sir.
And so
I know that, but in past years, even recently, we've been doing the letters at the beginning of the year to the parents. Not PGP's letters telling them, this is why your child lacks this year, make sure that
we didn't
help your child get on the ball.
So what we have in place right now is a form that has parent goals for their students and student goals. And we are in the process Dr. Althoff and I discussed how we were going to keep those files updated, because goals need to be set on a yearly basis by both the parent and the student. We were discussing how we were going to handle summer school. So the first day of summer school, we're going to ask the students to create new goals, and we're going to send a form home and ask parents to do the same, so that we have that form on file for the students that will be attending summer school. It also has already been folded into our registration process for next year. I organized registration, and it's already there for next year. It was not there for this year, but it is there for next year.
And I guess, and I apologize for being late, but those individuals that are listed as not, as the tax being one of their issues that they can't graduate, and I see 11?
Yes, sir.
The 11 that 6 that are only taxed, the other 11 have credit problems or attendance. Or
factual
world.
But
oh,
the one that.
11
have tax issues.
Yes. But 11 have tax, 6 only have only tax, and the other 6 have credit and attendance.
But they have
all
the credits and they have tax, they
will graduate. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is there's only 6 that are. Only tax. There's 6 that have credit or
tax
or attendance.
And over both. But overall, 11. Yeah. Within tax. It's still 11.
Yeah.
Okay. So 11 of those individuals. You know, regardless of the parent knowing and those issues, really, the one with the parent is to make sure that the student goes into the tutoring for the tax issues, but for the credit, even more important that the parent know.
Oh, absolutely, you're right.
For the attendance and the credit.
Senior counselor has stayed on top of that.
But at the same time, these are individuals, these are students that are probably at least 16, most of them are 17 at the beginning of their senior year. They're adults already. They understand what the requirements and what the expectations
that
are, right? Without having to tell them.
With the information that we have provided for them since their freshman year, they understand what graduation requirements are.
Okay.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Charles, you have a question?
More of a confirmation. I know that we've had turbulence throughout the district this year, and what I'm hearing from y'all is things were not done at the beginning of the year that normally would have been done under different circumstances, and that we can depend on that to happen
this
coming year, to go back to standard procedure or something better even.
And that's what one of the things that we have with Mr. Dillon and Dr. Althoff and the corrective action plan and the principal's plan.
I just wanted to
Reassure
the board
that
Mr. Coronado's questions are answered as we speak.
And thank you for saying that, because that's what we brought forward to you. Remember when we did, as far as the regulations, we're going to be bringing more regulations to you. And I know the regulations have to be approved by the board, but mainly I wanted to make sure you know that we're moving forward on the corrective action plan, and to try to be very transparent as far as, laying out a very detailed information for some of the regulations that coming up. And we'll be working on those all summer long.
But regulations aside, what Mr. Coronado asked, that, the parents are signing off on this, that, our procedure in KUTO had been Ms. Nassie knows you're bobbing a bunch, and that we will go back to that, and that the board can feel secure that'll be.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, and even for those 3 years who did not pass, right now putting system and structures in place to start notifying and talking to the parents.
I like the parents signing off.
Signing off, bring them in, and start documenting now that you're 2 years, so before you leave for the summer, they know that they're in danger of not meeting the state requirements they graduate.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Mr. Coronado, how many of these individuals lack only credits or attendance issues? Not that have, in other words, they have everything including tax to pass, but just not the credit for the attendance.
One, two, three. You mean just attendance?
In other words, yeah, they've passed all the tax, and they have other issues, whether it be they're lacking a credit or attendance because of the credit.
Six. But there was a lot.
Seven.
There was a lot more that we have, that we have worked on. So this is much better than we had anticipated.
Seven.
I'm sorry, seven.
You have seven.
I missed one.
And those individuals, that those seven individuals that passed the tax and just need, is it just need one credit or what?
We have to give you that also, sir.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we do know.
And those, and would you be able to tell those that have either just missing the credit because of the grade, or is it because of attendance?
We have that both. We have that information. And it, sometimes it's a combination of both, to be honest with you. And that's what we worked so hard for the past couple of months, remediating a lot of that. That we've met with teachers, they've done intervention plans, we've had everybody in curriculum and instruction down at the campuses helping teachers. Ms. Massey has assigned academic tutors to some of the classes to make sure that we could put those intervention plans in place, because this number was way higher just 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago.
And would you be able to tell us if those seven individuals, because of those issues of attendance or credit, lacking credits, how many of them availed, how many of those students availed themselves of tutoring or extra help?
Yes, we can. Because most of them now have the intervention plans in place. So.
We have met with all of the students, and we have placed them on contract. And so if they have fulfilled...
I know, I don't want to know if they're on contract. I want to know if during the year did they do tutoring, because they knew they needed these credits or had to work on this. Did they do the extra... during the
One way that we could check on that, Mr. Coronado, is to go back and look at sign-in sheets, because when our students attend tutoring, they sign in. So we would have to look at specific students to determine whether or not they have taken advantage.
Taken advantage of that.
Because if some of these students did not even take advantage of that and then have absences,
there's some like that, sir.
Then...
There's some like that.
Yeah. But if they, if they did everything they... had to do, and we've dropped the ball, that's a different issue for me than I, then because of the way we dropped the ball this year, then I don't mind if there's a few of those students, and let them walk and then come back and get their credit this summer. Everybody else, for me, I'm sorry. Everybody else that didn't do what they're supposed to do and were diligent about it. But if they were, we can take a look at those and those reasons.
Any questions regarding the report?
No. There are any more questions? Would you like us to, I know some of the questions that were asked were, did you want us to get to do the drill down for the testing, and would you put that in a packet? For the tax, is that okay?
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
We could get that. Well, so you want to know what tax test?
Whether it's one or two or three.
See how many credits are missing, and then the attendance issue as well.
So
it's just by one, or is it just the obvious attendance issue?
Okay. If there's no other discussions regarding the report, then I'd like to go to the next item.
I'm really impressed to see how many students graduate after this distinguished program.
Oh, yeah.
That is fabulous that many put their hands in the plow, worked hard,
With the master schedule and things, I think you'll see more.
Our students are accomplishing that because they're gaining their measures through our dual credit classes.
Yeah.
They have to have the four measures. Getting that
for
our
little bit of
class. It looks really good. Thank you.
Pretty soon, guys, if we keep back the legislature for next time around, we're going to be able to get rid of one of those other five-star tests and just ask what certifications did they pass or not. Right?
We keep on them.
We keep on them. Mm-hmm. Get rid of these star tests. And, well, tax is gone, thank God.
We appreciate
one more year.
Yeah. One more year with the juniors. It's
good for every entry.
just a quick one on the class of 2013 report where it shows you have the 310 graduating seniors, you have out of school seniors completing graduation requirements, which is 7.
Yes, sir.
You have early high school candidates, which is a 3-year program.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you have the Distinguished Achievement Program, which is a more difficult one. And then you have the students that need a tax and courses.
Right.
Then you have EL and SPED students,
yes,
not scheduled to graduate. Are those 9 students within those 18?
No.
So they're separate?
Yes, sir.
And those ELs, English language learners and SPED students that are not scheduled to graduate, are those students, tax courses or
no.
Tax?
Well, you know what, especially, that's a very good question, sir. You know what the special education students, especially if they go into, they're in the DSC or the ISC, they can have graduate, they can stay with us until they're 21. So those kids are part of that.
Okay.
Out
of these, are they more SPED students or are they English? If we could get that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we could absolutely do that.
Okay. If there's no other discussions regarding the report, thank you, Ms. Massey and Ms. Bergen.
No, thank you.
Especially Ms. Massey for the
report.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Massey, for the horse this afternoon.
There was
a
horse.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
There was a horse?
Got in the horse.
On a plot. Yeah,
All right.
Helpful.
Tony, if you could take us to next agenda.
Item 3 is open forum public comment. And we didn't have anyone sign up specifically, but I do know that we have some parents in the audience and students as well.
Okay. Would you make sure that if you do sign up, if you do speak, that you as well sign up so we can have it for our record? And if you could just reframe if it's going to be personnel, when it comes to personnel or student, make sure you try not to name those individuals. And then if we could just refrain from copying or any type of diploma, I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to sign now? If whoever's going to go first, and then those individuals that want to sign up now, start to do this, that way she can follow me more.
For allowing us to be here and to speak to you all today, and thank you for taking the time away from your family and hoping especially you. Again, thank you for permission to be heard. And my website, I did say my name was also on this, right? My daughter, Dominique Valdez, is a senior that has completed all her requirements to receive her certification of completion and has all 26 credits. However, she is 2 points from passing her math on the tax assessment exit level. It has been a troubled year for our school district, affected by bad decisions and illegal actions causing extreme confusion to the faculty, staff, and students. I am aware there is a personal graduation plan for Dominique, and although there has been continuous improvement by Dominique, it brings me to question, was everything that needed to be done to help my daughter succeed done? She has struggled with her math task since her 4th grade. What did the school focus on to help her prepare? Was her PGP plan revised? I understand that all students are required to have a PGP, although we never discussed anything, and I never had a meeting with a counselor telling me verbatim this is what it is, and if you notice on page 23, if she does not pass her test, she will not be able to walk. And I understand that I'm not asking that you all allow her to get her diploma. She's got to earn that. I understand that. I've simply asking that you allow her to please walk her graduation. To the best of my knowledge, I received the first letter advising Dominique's graduation was in jeopardy on May 17th. History is shown under Padilla, students were allowed to walk. Under Fry, the local was changed. My daughter loves her school, and she's been a proud cheerleader and a band member to both, or excuse me, for both middle and high school. I understand you may not think, or you may, I'm sorry, I may, I understand you may think it's not the end of the world, but for her, it means the world to be able to participate in her commencement ceremonies. My daughter feels like a failure. Please do not allow her to think this administration feels the same about her. I am imploring that you modify the local FMH and allow her graduation night. Just please have mercy and grace on my daughter and the rest of these kids that they worked so hard. That's all I ask. And I thank you for allowing me to hear.
Thank you.
I guess effectively, 784 caliber. I'm used to that, Rachel. And as Mr. Coronado brought up the situation, and I applauded for that and everything, and it's did we ever drop the ball as far as letting our kids know or letting the parents know where we stand on this, which we were not advised. How many more parents were not advised for this? And thank you for hearing our concerns, and that's what we're here for, and I hope you let our kids walk here. They mean the world to them. Thank you much.
It'll make my family proud, it'll make my church proud, and I will will meet up for the, what I have done these past 12 years. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Also, anybody needed to speak Spanish for a moment, talking about it?
Buenas tardes, gracias por permitirme hablar en español, que es mi primer lenguaje. Pues quiero agradecerles la oportunidad que nos dan por su tiempo. Como ya dijo mi hija anteriormente, tienen su folder de presentación, ¿verdad? También quiero decir que mi hija Rebeca es una jovencita que nació en un hogar cristiano y es una jovencita que se le ha educado con principios muy importantes, respetar y ser responsable. Mi hija es una buena estudiante y es una buena hija y una buena amiga también. Por eso pido la oportunidad para que ella pueda participar en su ceremonia de graduación. Y como dijo la señora Valdés, mi hija también, no estamos pidiendo el diploma, nada más pidiendo la oportunidad de que pueda pasar con su clase, ¿verdad? El día de la graduación, ya que creo que es uno de los sucesos más importantes en la vida de ella. Mi hija ha trabajado y estudiado y participado arduamente en sus estudios para poder graduar y representar a su familia y a su escuela orgullosamente. Mi hija tiene 28 créditos y al final de este semestre va a terminar con 5 más, que terminaría con 33 créditos. Su GPA es 3.0, va pasando todas sus clases y tiene muy buena asistencia. Lo único que ella ha batallado es con el TAS y está tomando tutoría para poder pasar esa prueba, ¿verdad? En los 4 años de su escuela preparatoria, Rebeca no ha tenido ningún problema con ninguno de sus compañeros, ni mucho menos de sus maestros. Creo que ha sido un buen ejemplo en la escuela. También, por último, quiero mencionar que mi hija en el mes de marzo tuvo una cirugía y la programamos unos días antes de Spring Break para que no faltara, ya que para ella es muy importante asistir a la escuela. Ella regresó a la escuela en silla de ruedas, estuvo como por 3 a 4 semanas en silla de ruedas y estuvo 3 semanas caminando en muletas, porque para ella y también para nosotros creemos que la educación es vital e importante en nuestras vidas. Por eso creo que tengo la oportunidad de pedir una oportunidad para mi hija para participar en la ceremonia de graduación, ¿verdad? Caminando en su graduación, y creo que eso va a influir positivamente y grandemente para que ella continúe sus estudios en el colegio. Gracias por su tiempo y por su atención.
Gracias.
One more thing that I wanted to add was that I understand that we have been taking tutoring classes. Just because this is the end of our senior year doesn't mean that it's the end to our tests and to our success. Although that we can pass our classes, there's just pressure on us that from the test that the school expects a lot, and that we second guess ourselves. We know this stuff, but we're just, the scores prove it, that we're so close to questions away. I'm sorry. And also that I am determined to go back to summer school, to go back to tutoring, and to take it again, to retry as many times as I can, just to have the opportunity to walk.
Just like what Rebecca just said, I'm very determined, likewise, to go to summer school, and I'm already signed up for that. I'm just asking if for your all's permission for me to walk with my class of 2013. I've, tried my best. I've done all my stuff that I needed to do in order to graduate, except for this tax, of course, which is 2 points away. Please don't take that away from me. It means a lot to me, my parents, to everybody. And, you know, I hope you guys can let us walk, and, you know, we will prove to you guys that we can do it. And, you know, we'll go up to you guys in August and tell you guys that we did get our diploma and pass our tests. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess I could take us to the next item.
Item 4A, discussion and possible action regarding FMH local student activities commencement.
Discussion regarding FMH local.
Certainly provide that information for you first thing tomorrow morning.
That's the only question I have for right now. And then I'll just explain my philosophy. I don't see it as a problem for these individuals to actually walk when it comes to the test. I do have problems if they do have credit issues or attendance issues. I've had a certain philosophy for a long time, but I'm open to what the board decides.
Chair. For those individuals that, like I said, that did go the extra and don't have any credit issues, they did everything that they availed themselves of the tutoring. You know, USAID does that. Every higher education does. We let them graduate without getting their, obviously, without getting their degree. Some people have walked at UTEP without
attending UTEP.
Huh?
Attending UTEP.
Yeah. I think, though, that you know, high school is different, and we're trying to make it meaningful for our students who, you know, the goals that this board has of this district is to get everybody to have a certification in a career field, but certainly do away with these issues of the tax exempt and the STAR. But you know, I think we all attended the general session at San Diego, in the NSBA, where we had a physicist tell us the shortcomings of these kinds of tests, like the TATS test, where it doesn't give you any indication of how correct their answer may have been, because it doesn't allow for those kinds of, you know, somebody who may have, whatever their answer think of it, be that some answer may be more correct than another. These tests give them allow, because you have to choose a particular choice, and they don't give you any, you know, credit for, so to speak, being more correct than others. And I can certainly see a huge part of that in the math exam, where you may not have either simplified your answer to the simplified form, and you had the right answer, but because it's not as simplified as one of the choices, you can end up getting it wrong when you had it right. I mean, there's so many shortcomings to this, that the only true answer is for those tests. And that's why I hate grading on these scantrons. And I think it's just laziness, especially in a math course, to grade on that basis and rather grade them based on the work you're doing and to show your work, especially in the math course. I don't know, but we've also been very, very firm about our position. I've led people walk when they know me, what position we've been. We used to go through this every year. And we finally put up those patterns in place that individuals had to, at the beginning of the year, sign and understand what those shortcomings were for that year that they needed to work on to be a graduate. And this year looks like we dropped the ball at the high school. But every year that we've done that, nobody's come up and said, let us graduate, because every year that those forms have been signed and people fall short, they don't come to us. I think this is the first year in the last, what, 4 or 5 years? When we've had individuals come up and ask them, then no. Four? Five?
Thomas is here.
Huh?
Thomas is here.
Yeah.
Students are there.
Yeah.
I guess I can refer to Dr. Galavis. It's your recommendation.
You know, it's school districts across Texas are really concerned here. I know where I came from in Round Rock. If you didn't pass tax, if you didn't meet the development policy set FMH as well. Trustee says it's there, and it's there for the public, it's online, and it's available. You know, for that student, you talked about dropping the ball. When I look at Ms. Rebecca Willis' transcript, ninth grade, she had a 1978 scales score, should have been the system of prevention and intervention in math right away. 10th grade, 1949. And it wasn't until finally with exit that she went from 1951 on the scale score to 2082. So it shows that we did have systems of tutoring. And this is a student that did take advantage of the opportunities, but still two questions. So again, my and all of that saying is that if the board, this is your policy that's already. So there's a history there. So we will take your recommendation on whether to let them walk or not walk, because as Trustee Coronado was saying, UT can still walk and help finish your doctoral, your dissertation, you can still walk in higher ed. But I think with the administration, when it comes to students not credits in attendance, that's a different issue than just a test. Because you're right, there's no test of tax, standardized test that measures the aptitude of the student. But you're talking something different when it comes to coming to school, being there in seat time, credits. So again, with the administration, we'll be fine if you want to, again, this is your policy, want to let students who did not pass, but just a test. But I guess we'd like to stay firm on credits and attendance. Is that okay, Trustee Medina?
It works. I guess so. The six individuals, okay, we have two, seven, well, tax only. Tax only is what I'm talking about. You have Rebecca and Dominique here and four others that chose to not come here. I hate for them to miss out because of the state level test, especially when they're so close. And you're right, we haven't had, this is my first year here, but the history shows that you do the notification and you don't have this problem. We drop the ball. And for that, we should admit to it. And I'd say if it was up to me, I'd drop the ball. But all of us. And we do have a policy on the books. And I hate using that, it's online sort of excuse. But you guys are obviously hard workers. Your transcripts show it. I just feel very uncomfortable making change for six when we don't have the depth of the knowledge of the other four, so to speak. We know you guys. You guys are missing by 2 points. We don't have the information about the other four. I don't feel comfortable, but we don't know the detail. I hate to put that out.
And also,
it's the information that matters.
Also, I'd like to point out that is it setting a precedent? Because as we do this year, what about next year? What about the next? So there's also a precedent that might be setting.
And if precedent was that we did our due diligence, would we be here? I personally don't think we would be here. I think they probably would have any credits. We probably would pass their tax, and that's just me thinking out loud. We have had a lot of turbulence into have the kids because of unfocused staff or administration bear the brunt of it. I hate to put them out there. I don't think we're setting precedent though. I think we're in a very unique situation. We're in the public eye. The press is here half the time. We've never had so much press here. And I just don't want the children to bear the brunt of poor decision making on the administration.
And, you know, and along those lines, you know, because of the issues that we've had, we don't know some of these other individuals whether they've, you know, avowed themselves of the opportunities that are there for them. I would be willing to let these individuals walk on the conditions that they want to just a test and just for this year only. Just because of the fact that the parents were not, you know, advised by the letter that we send every year. Would that be willing to let them walk on that condition that, and only because of that issue? I don't want anybody hurt. Just like in the issues we've had with our manipulation of, you know, the subpopulations that we've had. I don't want anybody hurt by anything that anybody in our district administration and that we've supervised, basically, been responsible for, to hurt any child. And maybe some of these students were not hurt. And we won't be able to tell that because it could have been different if their parents were notified. That's a month of fact at the beginning of the year. I'd like to err on the side of saying that we're not going to hurt any kid for part of something that we may not cause, but may have. And so on that basis, I'm okay with letting them walk on the condition that they sign a contract like we had them do that one time when we basically set aside our policy only for those individuals that signed a contract that they were coming back to the summer school, that they sign that contract, they get enrolled, pass the tax, we let them walk. Obviously, they're not going to get their diploma. And just for this one time.
We can't get
it. I know. They just, in other words, they go and just get whatever you, actually,
none of the kids at graduation get their diploma anyways. They just get a hard cover say basically resembling that, but
how about you, Ted Wilson? tiny thing and says, thanks for all your money.
Thanks for your money.
But I'm, under that basis, I would, just this one time, we let them walk.
Excuse me, I'd like to make a correction. Our students are awarded their diploma the night of graduation. Each student who has met graduation requirements receives their diploma.
So this year, we're actually going to hand them their diploma on stage?
No, they pick it up after.
Yeah, they don't get it handed
to them. We do not hand it to them on stage, but they leave the ceremony and go to the back of
right, and get it then. And,
yes, sir.
All right.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, that's a motion that I have. I will so move on that basis.
Just clarification. Is it all tax tests? It's not just one. So if I'm a student and I failed four, it's still one. It's only tax, and it's only this one time, just this year only.
Yes, that's my motion.
And tax issues only.
I have a motion, a second, and actually those are six kids, but what I would like amended on it, that if the student, of course, has no issues with the credit or the attendance, but would be at a 3.0 GPA or higher, or under a 4.0 scale, or under a 100-point scale, and 80%. So in other words, if they had a C GPA, that they would not walk. It's those students that performed well in academics, they'd be.
Just for this year?
Yes, just for this year. Do you get what I'm saying, Mr. Pine?
Yeah, but they have to have at least a B average, basically. Right. I will so amend my motion.
Second. Is there any discussion?
No.
I do want to put it out there.
Yeah.
That this is for this year. We're not setting a precedent.
And the other?
Next year, the year after that. And these kids need to be held accountable alongside with their parents. If we do our due diligence at the beginning of the year, middle of the year, beginning of freshman year, full time only.
Dr. Galavis, this has been a big concern, and one of the things that we had asked our previous superintendent is how many students were on grade level, and how was the cohort, whether it was how many freshmen were freshmen, how many sophomores were freshmen, and how many were sophomores, and then how many juniors should be seniors. In other words, how many on the cohort. And one of the things is we need to come up with a systematic approach. We've discussed this in the past. Whether it's a junior year, you sign off saying your kid in the next year needs to pass that tax, and we need to make sure we're consistent. As well as whatever other requirements are.
Yes. So again, clarification. So if I'm a senior and I failed the math tax, I have a C in math.
A C GPA.
A C GPA. GPA, then you're not walking. Okay. And yes, that's called a completion rate. Okay. Whether they're completing by time, 9th grade, as soon as they enter. So we'll work to get that to
you. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, Tony, can we go forward?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza? Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No.
Motion passes. Is there no other motion? Yes, I will take Mr. Magda.
Item B, 911 computer aided dispatch simulator. Mr. Gatlin?
Ms. Brigham, can you come up?
Sure.
Can you communicate with the parents what just happened?
Yeah, if you could take them in the hall. Okay, so we're on item 4D.
Yes, Board President Rodriguez, members of the board, Dr. Galaviz. I have placed before you tonight a request for a purchase of a 911 computer-aided dispatch simulator for the CTE program at Cannon Hill High School. I have placed before you the quotations, the spreadsheet, the funding source letter, and the description of the items provided.
Is there any questions regarding the 911 dispatch program? If not, can I get a motion?
I move to approve the 911 computer-aided dispatch simulator as presented to us.
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second. So just real quick, this is just part of classroom training.
That's correct.
And this program that we're actually using, is this what's actually being used by our regional?
Yes, it is. We researched it. It's a very good program. It's almost identical to what the 911 dispatchers now use. The kids can actually play both roles, one as the dispatcher and one as someone calling in that actually is calling in a 911 emergency. They role play to see how the situation will come about when they have the emergency.
So is there any type of certification that our students would receive when it comes to this program?
You know, I'm not sure on that. It does say instructor training and the, I couldn't answer that for you. That would probably be an answer. Or CT coordinator could answer for you, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not sure on that.
If I hear no discussion, Tony, can you pull that board?
Mr. Coronado?
One second, Mr. Chair.
Just going to take the opportunity that, you know, I have visited the security along with a couple of our administration over at ISLETA and EPISD. This bodes really well for our career kids because I think we'll be able to not only do something, you know, recommend that the board do something similar to what ISLETA is doing. They're more proactive in terms of the security than what I saw at EPISD, which they have a full-fledged police department. But, and we'll bring this back to the board, but along the issue of the monitoring, the dispatch, I think that that our district probably is going to be able, it's going to be feasible that we do our own monitoring in terms of our security issues, and I think we'll be able to pay for it, maybe not all of it, but most of it, by us monitoring our own alarm, fire alarms, and intrusion instead of paying out, doing that ourselves, and not only that, on top of that, being able to monitor our security cameras. So apart from just those issues, and it's basically this being like a dispatch, having two dispatchers, the law requires that we have two always on duty. And not only does it work well for our district to be able to improve on our monitoring for all our security and our alarms, but we may even have the career tech kids be part to do internships in those that we will have available for them, such as, you know, what we have here. So I think, you know, what we previously thought that we may not have been feasible to do a lot of our security issues, I think we're going to be surprised by what plan is being put, proposal is being put in place, guys. So.
Okay, hearing no discussion. Can you pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Soros?
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Yes.
Item C, consider approval of auction of surplus equipment.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Yes, I move to approve the auction of surplus equipment. Can I second? Present.
I have a motion and a second. Do I have any discussion? Tony, can you pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
I'll take us to the next one.
Item D, consider approval of budget amendments.
Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the budget amendments. incentives.
I have a second to have any discussion.
I was waiting for Mr. Mendoza.
I almost said it.
So no mind.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
And I'll take us to the next item.
Item E, consider approval of acceptance of donations.
I move to approve.
Second.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the acceptance of donations. And hearing no discussion.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
And I'll take us to the next item.
Item 5 is executive session, and the time is now 7:14 p.m., and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Sections 551, 071, 072, and 074 for discussion regarding pending personnel items, including assignment and or reassignment of certain employees, discussion of possible renewal or non-renewal of the contract of Executive Director of Facilities and Transportation, and update regarding potential purchase of real property.